We're on page 40, Simon Koflam Ches. So basically, again, the topic is laning. How about laning? Interesting halacha. So the Machabe says, Akor b'Torah lo yishar b'parsha pachos megimol psukim imnei ayotzim. Az mibeis haknesses, shiyamru, next page, ha'ola la'acharav lo yikra elashnei psukim an nisharim. That when you lane from the Torah, you give somebody aliyah, so when you should not end the aliyah within three psukim of the end of a parsha. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out, the parsha is not like the first aliyah, second aliyah, third aliyah. That's not a parsha. Parsha is a psuk or a stuma. You know, in the Torah there's a gap. Or also you see in Chumash HaSamach, in other words, those are called parshios. So those, apay or samach in the Chumash, you see those? So you should not end an aliyah within two psukim of one of those. That's a rule you'll see in aliyahs. Aliyahs will never end, or you cannot, let's say you're adding aliyahs at the end of the laning, you shouldn't end an aliyah within two psukim of a parsha. A psuk or a stuma. Why? So Machamer says, Mor says, because we're worried people are leaving, right? They're stepping out maybe for a little while, and they'll say, oh, the next aliyah, he's only getting two psukim. And we learn in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin that each aliyah has to get at least three psukim. So therefore, it will look bad. It will look like the next guy who's getting the next aliyah is getting less than the requisite amount of psukim. Even though that might not be true. But we're scared that people will think that way. The chayin, so too, lo yachaba pachos megim psukim. Also, you should not begin an aliyah within two psukim of a psuk or a stuma of a parsha. Why? Mimnei anichnasim ma'az beis hakneses shiyamru shlokar arishon ela beis psukim. Because if you start an aliyah within two psukim of a parsha, so now the people who are just coming in, late people, right? Coming from Kiddush or whatever, you know what, whatever, they're coming in, they'll say, oh, the last guy only got two psukim. People coming in will think only that the guy before, who they just missed, only got two aliyahs. Got two psukim, excuse me. So therefore, we never end an aliyah within two psukim, or start an aliyah within two psukim of a parsha, psuk or stum, right? Because we're scared of this problem. Now, there's a lot of different cases, but the bottom line is that the Mishnah Berurah says that Bedi'eved, there's a whole bunch of different cases, but let's say you read an aliyah like that. The guy got more than three psukim, you ended in the wrong place. So too, if you began it incorrectly, and it looks like maybe person didn't get enough aliyahs, bediyavid, it's okay. Bediyavid, it's okay. right. Kozel lechachila, but bediyavid imkar arishon v'sim shnei psukim achar parsha v'birach acharei, you made the brachas, or if you didn't make the brachas, you just keep on going. So then it's okay. Look at this Ramah. And the Ramah says, v'ein chiluk bein parsha psukha l'stuma parsha she'ein ba, she'ein rak beis psukim. Excuse me. They make a difference if it's a psuk or a stuma. Again, like I said before, whether it's a pay or a sama, right? We don't end or start aliyah within two psukim. Parsha sheino rak based psukim. Let's say you have a whole parsha that's only two psukim. A lot of them. But for example, one of the reasons do you ever wonder on Shabbos, why don't we take out always two sifrei Torah? And read the aliyah, the parsha that talks about the Korban Musaf of Shabbos. And we do it everywhere. We do it on Yom Tov. So believe it or not, it's a halacha, and there's two different reasons. One reason why we don't do it is because we know the Haftorah always follows the last thing we read. So the Haftorahs would all be the same Haftorahs, because the last thing you read every Shabbos would be Musaf, and be about the Korban Musaf of Shabbos, and then the Haftorahs would go. So maybe for Bar Mitzvah boys would be good, but you know, bar mitzvah teachers won't be good, or maybe for them it'd be good too. But the other reason, it's only two psukim, not a psukim. It's only, we need three psukim. So let's say you have a parsha that's only two psukim. Motar l'shar b'tchila al hafsik sam. You could really lane that, really. Well, aren't we worried about people coming and people going out? It's a whole thing. V'yachav in shiachko tamid, this, and also when we're talking about stopping and starting aliyahs, the Ramah says a person should have in mind, always, likro b'davar tov, yisamim b'davar tov, that you should begin an aliyah with something good, a good topic, and also the end of the aliyah should be something good. I know you know a lot of examples of this, right? Sometimes you wonder, like, they're going so long, and then the next aliyah is short, right? So it could be like the tochacha. There's a whole big thing about breaking up the tochacha. But obviously, that would be a great example. We don't, tochachas unfortunately go really long, unfortunately. We've lived through it. So, you know, why don't we break up the aliyah? Answer is, the Ramah says in general, we don't like starting or ending an aliyah with something bad. Or beginning with something bad. We are always like starting or ending the aliyah with something good. Now the Chofetz Chaim explains, talking about something good, that's talking about for the Jews. Good for the Jews. So, I think one of the aliyahs this week, Menachem? Huh? No, or without, oh, okay, Eicha. Okay, okay. But also I think one of the parshas this week, when talks about Esav dying. That's not so bad. Wasn't so good for Asa, but you know, that's the way it goes. Right? I'm not sure. Are you small? Anyways, that's this week's parsha. So, anyways, then there's an interesting, the Chofetz Chaim says some very interesting ideas. First of all, he says that when you call somebody up for an aliyah, if the parsha, if he has some malady, let's say if the person's blind or deaf or can't walk well or something like that, so then you should not give him an aliyah that talks about those things. It's not nice. The guy will, or he has a blemish or something like that, so don't give him the stuff about saras. Also, you shouldn't call up someone to a parsha where there's rumors that the person violates that halacha. Let's say Arias, there's a rumor about the guy who did something about Arias, so don't give him the aliyah about Arias. There is a whole thing the Arizal talks about that people used to take very seriously if they got an aliyah, that it always used to say, tell them something about themselves. So the Arizal brings that down. How the part, if you get an aliyah, it speaks to you. So very interesting ideas. But don't go crazy over it and say, you know, leave a place. Also, something very interesting, also the Chofetz Chaim says that when the chazan, in other words, the Baal Koreh, we don't have this problem in the shul, but when a guy gets an aliyah, Baal Koreh shouldn't think when he's laning, and let's say he's reading the tochacha or he's reading something bad, he shouldn't think about someone in the shul, that guy should get this. I like that. You think you have problems. And anything. Even bracha. See, rather, the shitzark she'e kavanaso likros b'tor lishma. The Baal Koreh, when he lanes, just should be, he's laning, he's reading for the right reason. V'lo l'shem akshav azara, not for any alternative reason. Not to curse anybody, not to give anybody a bracha. You just should stay focused on that. Okay, and one last thing. Chofetz Chaim says also we start and end on something good. We also don't start or end an aliyah when it talks about someone who did something bad. We don't do that. We don't have that coming up either. And one more thing. The Marsham brings down that the Baal Koreh, when he lanes, if he's going to lane something like a tocha or something, he has to rid his mind any jealousy or any anger to anyone. And the Marsham also brings down that that the Rav should get the tochacha. Like in other shuls, In other places, you see that it's brought down in halacha, they should give it to the gabbai, something like that. But the Marsham brings down the custom that the Rav would get the tocha. But at the same time, he also says that the Rav also gets the shira and the aseres hadibros. So everything balances out at the end. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. Rosh Hashanah will bli neder. Hopefully, take this up tomorrow, bli neder.